escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Oh, geez, here we go.
We're here to help you.
You know what? To be honest, at this point in life, it's not that serious. So I tell myself.
You know this
that,
is?
You know what that
that's
is?
That's copium.
That's
right
copium.
That's total copium.
That is not copium.
You're the beat.
No, it's not.
No one copes more than you, Douglas.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, so like, listen. I'm an acquired taste, man.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, hey, everybody can't handle all this. So it just is what it is. God made me too perfect.
Is that so it? Is that there it is. We figured it out. Yeah.
I mean, that's the most copium thing I've ever heard.
No, Kyle, when it came out my mouth, I was like, yeah, that's cool.
That's
okay.
When you and Kylie construct the dating profile for you, there's your first line.
No,
God made
funny.
Me perfect. Yep. There you go.
When she looked at me, she's like, oh, you trying to date? She looked at me like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah,
good luck there, buddy.
This is a great way to find a match. God made me perfect. No negotiations.
Nobody can handle all this.
Living rent free in you people's head.
You can't. Handle
this is,
me.
They just can't handle all this.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So hold on. We need to get you on. We need to get you online, right? So we have a few ideas here, Joe.
Yes. So there's I was speaking to them before we hopped on the air, and apparently there's a celebrity one now that Hugh may. You have to apply for it though.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get rejected. I'm not going to name a name, but a former Eagle apparently was rejected, we heard.
You probably will get rejected.
From the app. So
especially
we could try that one.
Sacks away.
They look online. He doesn't think defenses, it counts anymore. They're taking sacks away. Anyway, so you have that one. And then there's one for people over 50. We can get you on there if you
What's
want.
What's that? Is that our time?
I just looked it up.
It's called our time.
Yeah, I may have searched dating
Silver
app
something?
For older
Silver
people.
Fox.
You better, that history.
No, it's something called Silver Fox.
No, I made sure to put the old people in the search. That way it knows it's a joke for the show. Silver Singles, Hugh. There
Silver Singles. Somebody reached out to me from that, like
from Silver Singles?
I think it was like an Instagram. Like they asked if I wanted to join.
You know what? I think that should be the name of your fantasy team name in our league.
Silver Singles. Man, like a lot of those dating sites for older people.
Yeah.
They you know, you got like they take what they do seriously. I'm finding folks.
Well, it's, you know, sometimes there's not much time left. All right, 215. The upper room. Time is of the essence, you Douglas.
I hate y'all.
You just celebrated a birthday. We're helping you out. All right, 215-592-9494.
Y'all take the joke too far.
EaglesRadiothon.com. That's not a joke. There's so many great experiences there. By the way, behind the scenes with us here in the midday show, current bid $250 or a remote broadcast will come to your home or your business. And Hugh will.
I would rather go to the home.
I know, because you want to go in their fridge.
I want
right.
to go in somebody's fridge.
Let's get back to the phone calls here on the Phillies. Can a win tonight salvage the series against the New York Mets? And we'll hear from Howie coming up in a few minutes on what he said yesterday as the roster is set, at least for now, the initial 53. For the Eagles. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, man? Will?
All right. I just want to say, man, we do need this win tonight, mm-hmm. right? And see, the reason why I say that, right, we could leave off that field, leave them with a salty taste, and leave their fans with a salty taste, and let them know that, yeah, y'all let us off the hook. And guess what? I do want to play them in the playoffs, man.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
You know why? And I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. This reminds me of the Chiefs, right? They thought they, you know, had our number and everything. But guess what? It was time for us to show and prove, and we beat them dudes, blew them out, right? And that, like I keep saying, I compare this to the Eagles run, man. And that's what it looks like. We gotta leave with this win, leave that salty taste in their mouth, let them go back on this little losing streak, because that's what it's going to put them. Now, if they beat us, they're going to go on a winning streak. And guess what? We will see them in the playoffs. But what I want to say also, man, I do look like they need to just go in and study them tapes, man, because I believe that's what they did against us. They studied the tapes. They saw, you know, where the pitching was going and, you know, the stealing of the bases like we was doing. So they just mocked us, basically. You know what I'm saying? Here's with our own medicine. Last but not least, what I want to say to the team, man, this ain't the time to be cocky. A lot of these guys got cocky, even with the pitching, even with Bryce. I got a little cocky, man. Get back to focusing, man. Listen, we got games to win. You know what I mean?
Well, they do. And I just think sometimes you just need, like in basketball, when a guy misses like 5 or 6 or 7 shots in a row and they're a good shooter, sometimes you hear they say they just need to see the ball go through the net, just like remind yourself.
Yeah.
The Phillies need to remind themselves that the Mets aren't that much better than them. Like the Mets, they're either even or the Phillies are a little better or the Mets, like it's close, right? They're pretty close teams.
Right.
But
right.
when they play each other, it feels like the Phillies forget that they're just as good as the Mets. Like we just need a win tonight to remember.
Right. That's it. And I want to give my huge clue, too.
What do you got?
If I can.
Facelift.
I'm going to go with, you know, I was off one day. You know Sherry Shepard. I normally turn on hair and hair. I don't know. Can I ask, is it a female or a male?
You can't. We can't give away more clues.
All right, I'm going to go with Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake had a facelift?
Apparently. Well, I haven't heard of Ricky Lake in a while. Does Ricky Lake still do a talk show?
I think she does a podcast. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, I was about to say sure.
I think everyone does a podcast. There are too many podcasts, if we're being honest.
Let me Google it. Ricky Lake.
Do you know anyone that doesn't do a podcast?
I don't do a podcast.
Well, this show's a podcast.
I guess technically this is a podcast.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
They
podcasted
it. You know what? And after I said it, I was like, damn, we do be on you people every day.
Every single
day.
All right, Black Gritty's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty's got a podcast on blackgritty.com.
Of course he does.
Anyway.
Shameless plug.
Hey, who's shame? I'm not ashamed. We in the upper room.
Yeah, she does.
I only got so many days left with you, brother.
Yeah.
And Hugh, I can see my toes. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Once my toes is gone, I know I got too big. Let me get back to business, y'all. I've been a whole long time, y'all talking crazy. Joe Giglio, mm-hmm. I hate you with all my heart.
Why?
It's his fault.
Why? Last year, the Phillies are the best team in baseball's history. I've never seen a team like that. And the next thing I know, we lose for a month straight.
Mm-hmm.
You come out talking about, aren't the Phillies got it locked up? And then what happened? We go out there. We lose. It's you, Joe Giglio. There's something about you that the universe is just like, shut this white Newton up. And I don't like it, Joe Giglio. You've got to stop with this proclamation and fantasations. When you get too excited about stuff, you ruin all the joy. And you know who else is to blame right along with you?
Who's that?
Bryce Dressing Coordinator Harper, okay? Why? The same reason I got on Schwarber. Can we just play baseball? Do we got to go out there and have our dad throw us balls and pander to our home team? Do I got to have this fake rivalry outfit? Like, you do the wild wives, you do the fanatic, you know, you're doing all the stuff, but you're going to go out there in the enemy's colors? What made you think that would do anything? And it's the vibe. And people say, oh, this stuff doesn't matter. Look at the dugout. They look like a bunch of losers in there. You go in there, you wear your rivalry outfit, you get knocked around by 30, then you come back the next day, and I'm over here worried about Bader doing something while the rest of the guys are just sitting there lifeless in the dugout. So it does matter. It's your fault, and it's Bryce Harper's fault, and I want to know if you're going to have any accountability for yourself.
Well, I will have accountability. If I'm wrong and the Phillies don't win the division, I will say I was wrong. But I'm not taking it back. They're going to win the division, Black Gritty. I still believe it.
I mean, I wake up every day saying we're winning the World Series because it's all I got. So I hear what you're saying. I know we still going to win the division. But it makes it I called earlier, and Kyle didn't even know it was me. He's like, this is not Black Gritty. Stop pretending.
You weren't
like,
yelling. Like, it was jarring.
Because
I actually couldn't tell.
When I get really angry, it's time to be scared. You know what I mean? I'm yelling at you, Joe. You know I hate you, but I love you. You know, we got to be talking crazy.
Of course.
But when I'm calm, that's when it's time to have fear in your heart. And that's how I felt last night. Like, Duran, you out here, and again, the whole attitude. So when you got a guy who comes out to his parade music, you better not come out.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Here in Red October to that music and then put up a performance like that. And the defense, you're right, they do have to show up and help. But my goodness, you're throwing 100 miles an hour and the ball's coming off the bat quickity quick. I'm sick and tired of it. And again, I blame you, Joe Giglio. Now, let me guess what this Hughes clue is. By the way, Hugh, you are the worst cluer in America.
Worst.
I just got to say it every single time. You're the worst.
I give awesome clues.
All right, what do you got? What's your guess?
Is it one of the Jenners? They always get in Facebook.
It's not a Jenner.
Not
play.
Bad.
That's not bad. It isn't. All right. Well, I got to ask you guys because he brought it up. What was the worst move this week of the two? Was it me pronouncing the division over before the series started, or is it Bryce Harper wearing the Mets gear? I mean, I vote that Bryce was the worst move, more tone deaf move. What was more tone deaf?
But see, for me personally, he bounced back with the protein. Like the protein.
He didn't bounce back because he's selling protein on a website. He's hawking a product and he bounced back?
No, but like y'all don't understand how this went for him and his team.
I'm sure it didn't go well.
No. They workshopped this whole rollout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the billboards and the rivalry pack.
Yeah, which I hated.
And the fact that you wrote it out on your Insta page.
And they turned comments off on that one. Someone got in someone's ear like, turn them off! Turn them off!
Like, there are certain things, like this is what amazes me. And I'm not harping on, I just find it amazing. Like, you know, I find Tobias Harris and the money.
Don't
that he
do
made.
This.
But no, Joe, your team of air quote experts told you that this was a good idea to wear the opposing, not just some other team in another division, like in your direct competition, wear their colors. Somebody told him to do that. And so much so that they wrote what they had one for the Marlins, right?
Yep, Braves.
The Braves.
Nats.
They had one for every team in this division.
Yeah.
And they're who buying that?
Nobody.
Like who, when you put up those charts and everything, who told you that this is the, what is your demographic? Because when we do this show, you have a certain demographic you're trying to hit. What was your demographic?
Who was that for?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. And I think they realized it after one day and a lot of loud and upset people on WIP. Then we got to shut this thing down. All right. We did promise you'll hear from Howie Rosen. Let's do that. Eagles set their initial 53-man roster yesterday. I wouldn't say there were any jarring cuts. Like nothing struck me as like, oh my goodness, they cut that guy. One thing that did catch us was Darius Cooper did make the roster, which we kind of thought was on the way to happening.
They did just add a cut now. Trevor Keegan, guard.
from Michigan last year. Yeah, he's kind of been it feels like every time they try to elevate him in the preseason, he doesn't like take it and run with it. So Eagles just get rid of Trevor Keegan there. All right, let's hear from Howie. And let's start with this because, Kyle, I heard this as a win for everyone out there that does believe defense matters and assets are assets. Here's Howie on the idea of the CJGJ trade, waving Kenyon Green, and how he thinks of building a roster.
Yeah, again, I don't look at things in a vacuum. You know, I look at the big picture of how we're trying to build this football team and what the resources that we have to build this football team. That's money, that's draft picks. I look at it, how we're going to build this team for 2024, 2025. 2026. So, you know, I don't really look at it just in the value of just one specific move. You know, we had to do a bunch of things here that we thought were in the best interest of our team to compete this year, but also to compete going forward. And, you know, I think that's a big reason that we made that move there. And in terms of Kenyon, obviously he missed a bunch of time here, which hurt him. I think that when you come here and you play offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles, understanding that how we want our offensive linemen to play, the fundamentals that Stout is teaching our offensive linemen to make them compete at a high level, it takes time. And he ran out of time here. That doesn't mean that he isn't a guy that we'd want to work with if the opportunity presented itself.
All right, so how are we talking about the assets they have, the assets they use? I mean, I heard that as a little bit of a win for the Defense Matters crowd.
Mm. No? I didn't hear it that way. Mm. I mean, but I'm pretty sure you did, because that you talk about a hot take, a beautiful take that lives rent free in y'all head. That's the one, because it's the truth.
Well,
very convenient that you didn't hear it that way.
I mean, I didn't hear it that way. I didn't.
Well, they did cut the offensive player they got back for CJGJ. They cut him.
I mean, he probably couldn't play, but the bottom line is this.
But didn't you use that as an offense defense thing? They got a guard back. Offense.
No, but the resources.
Yeah, well, this one isn't convenient to his agenda.
No, the resource allocation is what it is.
What?
Like at the end of the day, you still have more resources allocated to the offensive side of the ball than you do.
Draft picks are also resources.
No, I'm just saying.
Draft picks. They use a lot of draft picks on defense.
Yeah, because they're cheaper.
For now.
Yeah, for now or later, though, they're cheaper. When you look at the way that this team is constructed right now, we are going into this season with the number, like last year, had the number one defense. Now there's an unknown on the defense. The only known quantity on this team is the offense, and they've been here longer. That's the asset.
So the offensive players are known. Is the level of the offense known?
No, we can argue that all day, but the bottom line is they allocated the resources to one side of the ball that they're sure that's going to take off, and they started from scratch on the other side that gave them the most success.
Financial resources.
Yeah.
Draft pick resources.
That's the only thing that matters in this conversation.
That's not what Howie said. I mean, that's not what Howie said.
That's basically what he's saying.
It's not.
He said
it's not basically. Well, you don't have to do the basically what he said. Like, we just heard the words come out of his mouth.
I'm telling you what he said.
We just heard what he said.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. And when you look at the roster breakdown and the financial breakdown, who has the most money allocated to that side of the ball?
We just listen to the audio.
Okay, there you go.
But isn't it also, I could just make a case that's a moment in time. Like, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when they had Fletcher, when they had Slay, when they had more Hassan Reddick, the offense at that point, Devontae wasn't paid yet, Jalen wasn't paid yet, Dickerson wasn't paid yet. It feels to me like it's ebb and flow. And right now they've flowed towards the offensive players are in their second contracts, so we need cheap defense. 3 years from now, it may ebb the other way.
It may, but right now it's about the offense and the allocation of resources on that side of the ball.
All right, Howie also talking about the roster as it is now, but saying he's not done yet. Here's Howie.
We're not done. We're not done. You know, we'll see what happens in the next 24 hours. You know, I think I said this the last time we spoke. We got a lot of picks here, and we're happy to use those picks in the draft. But I think for us, the early part of the season, September, we got to see what we have. You know, and if we need something, I'll do whatever I can to help this football team and be aggressive. And Jeffrey gives me that opportunity to do that. And so, you know, I don't think that we're done. I don't think this is necessarily, you know, this is a work in progress.
Not giving me the keys quite yet.
Yeah, not yet, not yet. No, he's going to drive, but we're going to continue sitting together. But, you know, I think that's where we got to be.
Well, I'm going to save that one for around the trade deadline when we need some help here, whether it be corner, whether it be edge, whether it be safety. I mean, he's telling you they have a lot of picks next year, and he's not done, and if they need help. Yeah. That was a good one. Nothing shocked me yesterday. I am happy Darius Cooper made the team. I mean, and they, you know, they have, I think they have 7 undrafted free agents on this team. That's a lot of undrafted free agents for a team that's projected to be this good.
Yeah, because they're taking chances.
Yeah, they've had success with it.
Saving money.
Well, they're also just taking the best players. That's what it tells me. Darius Cooper.
Oh, no, that too. I'm just saying they're finding diamonds in the rough. Yeah. Then it helps keep that cost down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can pay all them offense.
Yeah, but some of those guys are offensive players like Darius Cooper. All right, let's. I need to take this phone call. Christian in Atlanta says Hugh dated my godmother. Christian, good morning.
What's going on? Yeah?
What's up, Christian?
You.
Hey.
I don't appreciate the. You had the bag, you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I need this. We
fumbled
need this
the bag.
You fumbled the bag? What'd you do?
You fumbled the bag, you. Now, I don't know how many you had down here in Atlanta, but you had one. I ain't going to say her name on here because I'm going to respect the marriage. But the irony of it is she just got married this year. And guess what her last name is?
What?
It's Douglas.
Is that right?
But, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't, because you just said you weren't going to say the name.
But I think you know.
I'm not going to say her name, but it rhymes with Darlene.
Silence is deaf. What do you got?
Uh-huh. Wait a minute.
So you know you don't know.
Wait a minute.
I think he knows.
Oh, he sounds like he does.
Yeah, he's making a face like he knows.
On his face.
He's on YouTube. People can see him.
I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, I need some more information. Where did Darlene used? I mean,
the person that rhymes with Darlene.
Yeah. Where she used to work?
A super high position for a car rental company.
You know,
really up there in the position.
You mean out there in what was it?
Pinewood
Studio. I know. Yeah,
the
I know
smiles on his face now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you and fumbled the bag.
I never got to meet you, but she used to always tell me about y'all dates and stuff. And I remember one time the Eagles came down, we was going to the game, and you was doing a pregame over where tailgating.
Sounds about
and
right.
I was like, "Go Hugh," and I was like, "I wanna meet you." And she was like, "Nah, I'm mad at Hugh. We ain't talking. I ain't talking Hugh right now."
That sounds about right.
Golly, Hugh. You
know,
right.
I know who you're talking about. I know he ain't lying.
No, I didn't think he was. Christian, you call again. We need more of these stories. No, we appreciate
Christian,
you.
Don't you call ever.
No,
you
no.
Call
in. We want I need details. Christian as a regular.
What did she tell you about the dates with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, call back for sure.
No question. 215-592-9494. We are all over the place today. Second clue coming up. We got tickets to Sean Jackson and Mike Vick at the Link. Their team's going head-to-head in October. We got a pair of tickets. Huge clue. Second clue for you. We just got an update on the NFL Top 100. We got to tell you a quarterback above Jalen Hurts that someone in this studio said wasn't going to be on the list.
Hugh's getting red.
I know.
I can't get red.
Is Hugh blushing? I didn't know that was possible. EaglesRadioathon.com. Hop on there and bid on amazing experiences. We'll go out to your house and do a broadcast. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.